Governor Gavin Newsom rallied with high-profile Democrats Tuesday in an online event to promote his redistricting plan, Proposition 50. The plan would add 5 more Democratic seats in the House of Representatives. It's framed as an effort to level out Texas's redistricting plan to give President Donald Trump 5 more Republican seats in Congress. Trump and Republicans are concerned about keeping Republican control of the House amidst unpopular policies like deep cuts to Medicaid. Newsom notes the GOP is also looking to redistrict congressional seats in Florida and Utah. Missouri has already passed new district maps that eliminate a Democratic House seat. Newsom says the difference with his plan is that he's putting it before voters, which is not being done in Republican-led states.
This is the first maps in the United States that will actually be submitted to the people themselves. The maps will be on the ballot, and it's a temporary response to this emergency, this crisis of the rigging of the midterms. And we need to win this at peril that we'll lose this republic, we'll lose this democracy. It is not an overstatement.
Kara Ong Whaley, director of Better Choices for Democracy, spoke at a No on 50 press conference where speakers questioned why the map has been redrawn the way it was, separating people of color into different districts and often adding people of color to primarily white districts. In California, redistricting is done by a nonpartisan commission with public input, which she says wasn't done for Prop 50. Whaley says this is just another example of partisan gerrymandering to fix election outcomes.
Prop 50 would trade public hearings for back rooms and would trade voters for insiders. This is not what our democracy needs in this moment. So we can't be claim to protect voting rights while splitting 114 counties and 141 cities. That's fragmentation, not fairness.
Eric Schickler is the co-director of the Nonpartisan Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California, Berkeley. He says the proposition is in pretty good shape, polling at 48% support and 32% opposition. He emphasizes that Prop 50 is a temporary redrawing of congressional districts and needs to be approved by voters. The redrawn map under Prop 50 would need to go to a nonpartisan districting commission in 2030, where another map would be drawn and it would need to be voted on again. Schickler called the national redistricting battle an emergency, with Republican politicians doing whatever they can to stay in power.
Right now, we're in a very nationalized moment in American politics where the stakes of who controls the House of Representatives are really high. And what you're seeing is Republicans trying to take advantage of every possible lever to hold on to the House in 2026 and beyond. And so California voters basically have to decide, well, is this kind of principled preference for commission drawn lines, is that more important than my concerns about, say, having a Democratic House that might be able to impose at least some check on President Trump's actions?
Prop 50 will be on the ballot November 4th. California Senator Alex Padilla, along with Representative Zoe Lofgren, plan to introduce federal legislation to ban gerrymandering on September 18th. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.